We're learning Masech de Siva, Mistafayin Aleph and Min Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the miutim that are there by Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings it in because we wanted to know, why don't we have a limud, that just like we have a limud, Taisha v'sachar, that Aral, which is Asr v'Pesach, is also Asr v'Tshuma, why don't we have a similar limud, that got me Milas Skarav v'Avodav. The Milas Skarav v'Avodav is Makavai Pesach. Why don't we learn that from Taisha v'sachar, it's Makavai Tshuma. So the Gemara said, "Umalta Isa as Yechol Bay, Bay Milas Skarav Avada Makavis, Vay Milas Skarav Makavis Mechuma." That's how it started. And the Gemara wanted to know, "Ay Bezai, why do we need the Leman of Kal Aril Yechol Bay? What's the Meid of Bay by Aril, and what's the Leman of Bay by Ben Nechar?" So the Gemara brings down by Ben Nechar, Bay Amaris Das Baselis, and Amaris Das Baselis by Meiser, that Ben Nechar is to teach you. There's no Psul Ben Nechar by Meiser. Taisa says, "Who would in Chuma?" And Aral, the Gemara says, "Bayin aichal av aichalu b'matzah umar." And Aral, the Be'ahavimina, that he also won't eat matzah and mar. Kamash Malan, only Karban Pesach doesn't eat matzah umar. So Taisus discusses, why don't we say the same thing by Ben Nechar? Why don't we have the Liman, "Bayin aichal av aichalu b'matzah umar"? There's actually two Gersayas, Taisus says. The Gersa in Agamar is that it's only by Aral, not by Ben Nechar. But there is a Gersa in Psachim, that by Ben Nechar also, by an Eichel B'Matzah Umar. So, Taisa says like this. Taisa holds that the limit of Bayin Eichel of Eichel B'Matzah Umar is not telling you it's mutter to eat Matzah Umar. That we don't need a pasuk for. We don't need a pasuk teaching you that it's mutter to eat Matzah Umar. Atu Matzah Umar Kedush is bay. There's no havim in it to aser. You want to eat some horseradish, some romaine lettuce. You want to eat bread that happens to be cooked within 18 minutes, there's no half a minute to ask such a thing. And the pshat in the Gemara is, he's mechuyiv to eat matzah and mar. So that's why Taisus says that maybe Ben Necha, you can't have, the first Taisus said Ben Necha, you can't have such a drasha, because Ben Necha is mechuyiv in all mitzvahs. He's mechuyiv not to be a Ben Necha. You can't have a drasha being mechayiv in Ben Necha in something. A Ben Necha is mechayiv in everything. A meshumid is going to get man than every prat. So Hayais, there's no such drash, it's mutter to eat matzah umar. That's pshita. By Pesach, you can have an isser to eat Pesach. And matzah umar, it can't be such a thing. By Aral, so then there's a chiddush, he's mechuyiv to eat matzah umar. Maybe an Aral is potter from the mitzvah of matzah umar. But a Ben Nechar is not shaykh a ptur because you're a Ben Nechar. Don't be a Ben Nechar. That's Taisa's first mahalach. Second mahalach is that it's not a drash about Ben Nechar also, to tell him he's potter. And he was a Ben Echa b'shas the Pesach. So he was mufka for making a Pesach. Avadi was mechuyiv and he was mufka. And now it's, he did tshuva. He's only by saying the night. He did tshuva. He's not a Ben Echa anymore. Kamash Malan, he's mechuyiv to eat matzah umar, even though he didn't make the Pesach, even though he was mufka from the Pesach, because at the time of the Pesach was a Ben Echa, but he's mechuyiv in matzah umar, even without the Pesach. That's Taisus. Now the Ari Shainim that hold that you do need a pasuk to be matzah to matzid mar. The Ramban and the Rashba say clearly it's brought in the Miri also 2 days in that. The Rambam is pretty clear al kopanim that you, that there is such a havamina that you do need a pasuk telling you it's mutter for matzid mar. The Rambam Hilchos Karban Pesach Paratess Lachaches says the following: Aril Shalchu Kazayim Sar Pesach Leika Shenem Kalar Leichel Bay Ubayhu Shein Eichel Avaleichu Matzah Umar. That he says, stam like the Gemara, not clear. V'chein mutter l'hachal matzah umar l'ger teisha v'sachar. That sounds like by our losses that way, we'll speak in a second, but by teisha v'sachar, meaning a guy, he says, a chiddush, it's mutter to give matzah umar to a guy. Nice is to be a half a minute that it's aser. And it sounds like he's learning out from the pasuk, teisha v'sachal yechal bay, bayin aichal avleichal v'matzah umar. So I was thinking, ken zayin, to answer teisha's kasha, I think it's a gewaldige kasha, what would be the pshat there, usr and matzah umar? Matzah umar is regular food. So I think maybe it's ke'en like an isr of Baal Tosef. In other words, enachinami, stop eating vegetables or crackers is not going to be usr. But if you're going to eat matzah umar b'leil Pesach l'shem mitzvah, that could be an isr. Torah didn't want an oral or a benecha to participate in the mitzvah's matzah umar. I said that's how I would learn pshat. Kamash Mol, the Torah wasn't makbit. Now there's also a shmuz in the Rishainim The Taisa's word of Chayim v'matzu umar, v'l oichel v'matzu umar, that the Chedusha Iran and Rabbeinu David Amsachim will also learn like Taisa's, that it's a chiyuv, they say that the Gemara's maror is mashgeres alishan, because this maror is not a mitzvah of neatzma. Maror is a din in the Pesach. If there's no Pesach, there's no maror midereisa. Midarabanan, there's a chiyuv maror. But midereisa, there is no din maror. There is no separate mitzvah maror. Maror is only with the Pesach. Someone who's not eating the current Pesach has no chiyuv to eat maror. So aral lamashal, you want to say, Bayina Eichel of Eichel, but Matsu Umar, this Machliyev of Matsu Umar. Mar is just Ashkara Salishan, that's the Rabbanan. But Midaraisa, he wouldn't be Machliyev Umar. There's a discussion about this in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There are letters that Rabbi Daniel HaBavli wrote to Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam discussing Sefer HaMitzvahs LaHarambam. And the Rambam has a shtickle in Sefer HaMitzvahs that says that he did not count maror as a separate mitzvah to say, only matzah. And the reason is because matzah is a mitzvah of le'atzmai, but maror is only mitnoi mitzvah Pesach. When there's a general mitzvah with a lot of different details, you don't count the details. So since maror is a detail in the mitzvah of Pesach, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. But Rabbi Daniel HaBavli's maror, he says, he holds halacha l'maisa, it's a sugya in Psachim Nafkuf Chaf, a discussion about it. Shaus how to read the sugya, how to learn the shackle of the tire of the sugya. But Nila Bavli holds halacha l'maisa that b'zman abayis, even the tummy and the derech rechayka and the oral, as chayiv tin mori midaraisa. And that's he brings the gemara v'aychul b'matzu umari. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau in the sefer mitzvahs of Sandigayin holds he brings v'shenim. Rabbi Sandigayin brings mori as a mitzvah save of the atzmai. And he brings the Bahag and Kama other Rishenim that are earlier than the Rambam, that also count in the mitzvah Seif and the Atzmai, and he holds the Shitas, and they hold like a Daniel Amavli, that even without the Pesach, there is a mitzvah Seif Mar, Akapanim is Manabayis. The Milchus Ninach, at the end of mitzvah Yud Zayin, is Marich about it. He brings the Rambam. The Rambam is pretty clear that Mar is only a Din in Karim Pesach, like we mentioned the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then the Rambam says it a number of times in Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perik Vav and Perik Zayin Alocha Yud Beis and Hilchas Karim Pesach Perik Ches Alocha Beis. His nusach is Achilas Mar Eina Mitzvah Torah Fnei Atzma Otuliyah Achilas Pesach Mar Beloy Pesach Eina Mitzvah. The difference is saying this in the Rambam very clearly that way. So what's the pshat in the Rambam that we mentioned before? The Rambam in Hilchas Karim Pesach about Oral, that he says, "Bayin aichel v'aichel u'matzu umar," and then he says, "V'chei mutal hachel matzu umar legeretayish v'sacher." But he says the first thing he said was, "Aichel u'matzu umar." Sounds like there's a chiyuv. He didn't say "avol mutter hu lachel b'matzu umar." So the Menachas Chinuch thought the Rambam means he's mechuyev. So he's mitzadet to say even in the Rambam, like Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, that bizman abayis there is a chiyuv mar. It's only bizman azetz the rabbanan. But at the end he says that he thinks of Shan in the Rambam is that even when he said Boyin Eichel Eichel Matzumar, he means that it's Mutter, not that Yimachuyiv. And that's how Rabbeinu Avraham and the Rambam learned. There's an Arichas Abyssal we spoke about in Mesachus Pesachim on Daf Kavchaf Pesachim, how to read the Gemara there. And now let's go right to Rabbi Lazar learned Taisha V'Sachar is mufna. Taisha v'sachal eichelbay is mufna. We don't need it. It's mufna for exerishava. And like Taisha explained earlier, he's maskim. Taisha v'sachal means a guy. But we don't need it. It's extra. And the meila, it's just for exerishava to teach you an oral zasa b'tshuma. Rabbi Kiva knows an oral zasa b'tshuma from Ish. The Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva, hi, Taisha v'sachal my avidle. Why did Taisha say Taisha v'sachal? This Gemara also was clearly learning that Taisha v'sachal means a guy. But what do we need it for? My avidle. So the Gemara brings that Rishmaya said, "Lasuya arvimol v'gavaynimol." You have a guy with the bris milah. So mele, you think he can eat Pesach? He's not an arul. So mele, you think he can eat Pesach? So that the Gemara says, "No." V'hani mulininu v'tnan kainim shani nenda l'areilim muta b'areila yisrael v'aser b'mulei avdekachavim. If he says areilim, even mulei avdekacham and nichol and the iser of areilim also called areilim. Kainim shani nenda l'mulin muta b'mulei avdekachavim. V'asa b'areili Yisrael. So it can't be a guy, an Arvi Mel Gavani Mel, is also called an Arul, so you wouldn't need Taisha V'Sachar to be Mamayita. So Rishayim ask, You see, by Nidorim, you don't go bas, you go bas Lashon Bnei Adam. So maybe in the Lashon Akra, they call them Mahol. Maybe Arvi Mahol and Gavai Nimos call them Mahol Lashon Akra. And that by Nidorim Mitzvahs, because Nidorim Aleichach Lashon Bnei Adam. So Taisa says, the Rishayna Mosa say, that the Mishnah brings a Pasuk. The Mishnah brings a Pasuk, Echol Agayim Arelim, Echol Beis Yisrael Arelim Leiv. They're all Gayim Arelim. It's a Pasuk. So since it brings a Pasuk, so they can dig from the Pasuk. You don't go, you go by Salash Mnei Adam, and if you don't know the Lash Mnei Adam, you go by Salash and Kra. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. And Lash and Kra, Gayim Arelim, in this case, the Dharma will go after the Lash and Kra. Because we don't know the Lash Mnei Adam. So the Rishayim read ice, and that's also pshat. It says Yimuter Barele Yisrael. Either called an Aral Lagabe Pesach Lagabe Truma. They have an Aral. They have a psil Aral. So why by Nedarim aren't they called an Aral? So Rishayim say Enechinami in Lashon Kra and Arele Yisrael is called an Aral. A Mol Goy is also called an Aral. That's in Lashon Akra. That's the pasuk Chol Goyim Arelim. But in Lashon Akra, a Yisrael Aral is also called an Aral. The reason why it's mutter is because Lash Me'adim is not called an Aral. The person meant Arelim meaning Goyim. But Taisus Lachar held not that way. Taisus and the Rimaskal of Hani Mulaninu, Taisus says, the Ein Lahakshus in the Chol Aral Lo'yechol Bayi. Now, as I have a kasha, stay the Chol Aral Lo'yechol Bayi, so how could you say, Kainim Shani Nenel Arelim, is mutter Be'eli Yisrael, because then that's not called Arelim, stay Chol Aral Lo'yechol Bayi. Tehu Le'ischach El Yisrael. That's what he says. Which is mashma, that even in Lashon Kra, Stam Arelim would be Gayim. But if you have, the Torah says the word Aral, and you don't need it for Gayim, you only need it for Yisrael, so Mimela, it's Behechik telling you that this Aral means Yisrael. But the Shaila is, a Shtikl Shver, why don't you need it for Gayim? How do we know an Arvi Moyel and a Gavaini Moyel, or Lachar, even an Aral, is a Moyel? This Kos Kalar Le'echel Bay, right? So maybe Kalar Le'echel Bay is Dafka Gayim, telling a Gayim can't eat the Kerbin Pesach. So the Marshal explains Tesis, the Goyim anyway mumuid from the Nechar. But he vibes share with the Kasha, so why did the Gemara only ask that an Arvi Mol and a Gavaini Mol is an Aral? The Gemara should ask another Kasha. It's a Ben Nechar. And he vibes share with the Kasha. The Aruch HaNer says a different time why you only need the Pasuk for Yisrael. The Erech is Marech that the Pasuk's mashman that the person has an Isser. And by a Goy wouldn't have the Isser, it would just be Isser for us to be Meichelim. Upon him. That's what the Marshal says. But on the Iga Kasha of Ben Nechar, the Rishayim asks this Kasha, the Rajva, the Ritva, the Taisa Rush, they ask the Kasha, why did the Gemara say that an Arvi Mol and a Gavaini Mol, the Hani Mulanin, we have a mission to Darn that the way? Typically, the Gemara should have asked more Bashit. Vahava Ben Nechar, says the Rajva, and the Ritva, the Taisa Rush, a guy is not a Ben Nechar. What's a Benecher? A Benecher is Yisrael Shenisnakru Maisel Bavish B'Shemayim. That's a Taisha Benecher. And that's worse than a guy. A guy is not Mamuyid from Benecher. A guy is Mamuyid only from Kal Arlo Yechel Bay and Goyim Arelim. So if that's the Pshad, so then at least the way the Marshal learns Taisha is the Machlaikis. Taisha is the way the Marshal learns holds a guy is Mamuyid from Benecher. And Meli only need this Pasuk Kal Arlo Yechel Bay only for Yisrael. But the Rishayim are saying from the Gemara's Mavur, and this is what the Marsha asks on Tesis, the Goyim are not Bnei Necher. Bnei Necher means the Yisrael that's Mumer. The Yisrael Mumer is worse than the Goyim. Now, it's unclear, you could clear, do they mean to say a Yisrael Mumer is worse than the Goyim who's not a Mumer? They say, let's say a guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. He's Eivet Hashem, he's not an Eivet Avodah Zarah. He's better than a Yid that's the Snachar Maisav. Well, no. Maybe he means the whole din of Ben Nechar means a Yid that went off the derech, a Yid that's a Meshum and a Yid that's a Mumer. Mashenka by a guy, no matter what he does, he won't have the Chal Ben Nechar. He doesn't get the Psul of Ben Nechar. He's not a guy anyway. So Mela Ben Nechar is worse than a guy. He's an Aral, but he's not a Ben Nechar. You see, there's a smag. Laisa say Shin and Dalit. What's the Divayim says the same thing in Simon and Tess. The Mechilta, they bring the Lashon of Mechilta. Mechilta holds of this teretz of Reb Shemaya. You look in the Mechilta and Parshas Bay on the pasuk of Teisha V'Seichel Eichel Bay, and it says like this: Lama Nemer, like for Nemer called Ben Nechel Eichel Bay. Teretz says if he's an Arvi Mol and Gavaini Mol, so Memela, that's why he needs Teisha V'Sachir. So the way they bring it down is, so the Reim and the Smag bring it down that so you were thinking because you Pesach. So the Mechilta holds two things. The Mechilta holds an Arvi Mol is not memuid from Kalar Leichel Bay. And the Mechilta also holds that a guy is not necessarily Benechar in the Urim and the Smag red ice because he's keeping Shevitz Benechar. So you see clear that they hold that Lemaisa, if a guy doesn't keep the Shevitz Benechar, he's a Benechar. If a guy does, so he's not a Benechar, that's why he needs Teisha Vesachir. According to the Bible, you wouldn't need Teisha Vesachir because he's an Aril. But Al Kofanim, you see this Chilik. The Aruch Hanei holds no. The Aruch Hanei holds that it's not Chayach by Goy and Bnei Necher. Even if he doesn't get the Shevitz Bnei Necher. A Yisrael could have a Psalm with Bnei Necher. So the Mashal, again, so the Mashal learns up in Taisis that all Goyim have a din of Bnei Necher. And that's how we know that Kol Arul Yechel Bnei must be Arul Yisrael. But then it's Shreya, like the Mashal says, the Gemara could have asked for Bnei Necher. The Rashba, the Ridvan, the Taisi Rosh hold that a Goy is not a Bnei Necher, but we have to study him, the Smag in the Reim HaMavurim means a guy is not necessarily a Ben Echer. If he's keeping Shemiz Ben Echer, he's not a Ben Echer. The Aruch Haner says that no, a guy is never a Ben Echer if he doesn't keep the Shemiz Ben Echer. See, Rashi in Chumash Parashas Bay, Perek Yibayz Pasuk Mem Gimel, writes like this, Ben Echer, Shenisnachu Maisav, Ve'echad Yaakov Ve'echad Yisrael Mumma B'mashma. Ben Echer, Shenisnachu Maisav, Ve'echad Goy Ve'echad Yisrael Mumma B'mashma. So I would have read Rashi like the Smag in the Urim. Ben Necher means Nisnachru Maisav. And whether he's a guy or a Yid, if he's Nisnachru Maisav, he's a Ben Necher. And that would explain the Rashi, the next Rashi, by Teisha Vesachar, he brings the Mechilta. What's Teisha Vesachar? He says, Arvi Mol and Gavaini Mol. Teret says, when it's not Nisnachru Maisav. And now it's Shtim, Mamish like the Smag in the Urim. But I saw the Rebellion of Mizrahi and the Gerari and the Maral, they both Tait Rashi that a Ben Echer can mean a guy, meaning even if he's not Nisnachru Maisav, or Yisrael if he is Nisnachru Maisav. I don't see that in Rashi, but then, and they mucha to explain, so why Taka need the Pasuk of Teisha Vesachar? So they're learning the way the Mashal learned Taisis, that all Goyim are Ben Echer, that's how they're learning up in Rashi. So I've read Stadim, all Goyim are Ben Echer? A guy that keeps Shiva Mizmanach is not a Ben Echer. A guy that does obey the Zohar is a Ben Echer. That's the Smag in the Urim. And we have the Aruch Lemer that there's no such thing as a guy being a Ben Echer. Now, the Gemara goes on to find why, according to B'kiva, says Teisha V'sachar. And the Gemara says two things that's coming to be Marba. One is a Ger Shemol V'loy Taval. And the second one is a Katan Shenayud Maho. Let's go into each one. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva darshins from Teisha Vesachar that a ger shemol v'loy taval cannot eat the Karban Pesach. And Rabbi Elazar, how does he know a ger shemol v'loy taval cannot eat the Karban Pesach? So the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar tanei, dam a ger shemol v'loy taval ger ma'alyu, and Itaka could eat the Karban Pesach. That's what comes out. Rabbi Kiva learns that from Teisha Vesachar that mol v'loy taval cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar tanei holds his ger ma'alyu, so mainly Ozi could eat the Karban Pesach. So, fact of the Mishnah, Perek Tes Hilchos Karban Pesach Halacha Zayin, the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuvah Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam says, "Kain Aral Asa Lechel Tshuvah Bidin Teir Shenemet Teisha V'Sachah B'Tshuvah V'Nem Teisha V'Sachah B'Pesach Ma Teisha V'Sachah Amav V'Pesach Aral Asa Bay Af Teisha V'Sachah B'Tshuvah Av Asa Bay." Klar like Rabbi Eliezer. In Hilchos Yisur Ebiya, Perek Gimel Lachem Vavi Paskins, the Ger Shemol V'Tavol Zanagir. The Gemara is Tailit. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, Teisha Vesach is a Mayan, a Gerish Shemal Voli Tavol. And what's Pshad Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds Gerish Shemal Voli Tavol. Is a good guy. How could the Rambam be Mazaka Shtar Lebe Trey? How could he pass him like Rabbi Lezer that needs Teisha Vesach to be Mufnim for Xerish Shavim and still passing like the man the Omer that Gerish Shemal Voli Tavol is not a good guy? So the Ramban and Lachamis already addresses this in Shabbos. Perikul Bezim Milam Sekhti Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamin Hei. He says that the Gemara in Daf Mevavim Beis and Achailetz has a whole discussion if the Geirs need Milam and Tvila, or both, or one. Achaikis, Ablezer, Bishua. Ablezer learns that from the Imayis, that they didn't need, that from the Avais, that they didn't need Tvila, and Rabbi Shulam from the Imayis that they need tefillah. The whole thing. And the Gemara says, Lamaisa, the Chachamim say you need Mila and Tvila. Why? Because they needed both Mila and Tvila. You need Mila and they need a Tvila because they need a boy Tvila. Gans the Gemara there. Hazartam Lachamis, that Rabbi Kiva needs this Joshua to teach you that Mo'vloi Taval is not a good get. That's Rabbi Kiva learns in this Joshua. How does Rabbi Kiva know Hilchas Geiris Mo'vloi Taval is not a good get? Because it says Taisha V'Sachet. Taisha V'Sachet is coming to your mind by Mo'vloi Taval. But we hold that you learn it out from the Avos, you learn it out from Matan Torah, that you need Mila and Tvila. Taisus really says this also, and Af Mem Vav, Taisus says, he asks a kashan Rabbi Kiva, why do we need a pasuk to teach you that Mo'vloi Taval can ikar Pesach, Manavshach? If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that Mo'vloi Taval is not a Ger, so of course he can't ikar Pesach, he's a guy. Elamai holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So what's pshat that he can't eat the Karim Pesach? He's the Yid. And for Taisus, he also gave a shua, v'lei mitamei. And Yeshua learns it after the Aves, and in the Tvila. And that's how he knows. Tvila's ma'akev. Rabbi Kiva holds no. The way I know Eini Gerit Shimon V'Yitval is because Taisha V'Sacha teaches you Eini Gerit Shimon V'Yitval. Taisha V'Sacha Nami from Pesach, that Gufa teaches you Eini Gerit Shimon V'Yitval. Which is exactly like their Manam L'Chamis and Shabbos Taf Kuf Ma'amenei. So that's one pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara is teaching you the din of Geiris, that Azai, without the Pasuk, you'd say Mila alone makes him a Yid, and he's a full Yid by the Mila. Come to Pasuk, it's Mechanesh, the din of Geiris, that he needs Tvila, Azai Shtei Teizim, and Vavim, and Beis, and Rana Mechanesh. But the Rashi and Tva hold not that way. The Rashi and Tva asks this Kasha, that how, why, do you, since the Halacha is in the Gachim of Yitva, why do we need a Pasuk to remind him from Karim Pesach? And for the Rashba, here's the Lashon. Shani hacha the milasa l'shem Yehudis, v'ava bishle nigna gerusay, mikoma kfar hiskel, v'nichnas ksas b'das Yehudis, shein etzarech el etvila. He has a mila l'shem Yehudis. The Ritva says the Lashon, right, let's see again, shemos pirish esulay she'en again. Miu milasa mila, kem et shahayis l'shem Yehudis, afilo achi pas le'akasel, fishu adayin gar. So now learning, we're not learning out of din in Hilchas Geirus from this Pasuk of Taisha V'Sachar. No, we know Hilchas Geirus, you need a Tvila. But you have him in it like this. Why is a Goy Memuyit? Because he's an Aral. But here, he did a Mila already, even though he's not a full Geir, but he's not an Aral anymore. He'd already be enough of a Yid in the Tita Karban Pesach. See, there was a Maisa, an interesting story that happened in Shnas Tav Reish Ches. 1868. In Yerushalayim, there was a guy that became the Ger, and he did a Mila during the week, and when it came Shabbos, he still was not, the wound didn't heal enough that he should be able to do Tvila, and they still didn't do the Tvila yet. And he came, he asked the Shaila, he sent the Shaila to the Rav there, it was Rabbi Shalemel from Galen. Rabbi Shmuel Salant was the Rav of Yerushalayim, but he wasn't there at the time, and Rabbi Shalemel, he was the one passing the Shailas at that time. The Gadol. And he asked him a Shaila on Hilchas Shabbos. And the Rav Shlomo said, one second, you didn't do a Tefillah yet. He said, the messenger. You have to now go and be Mechal Shabbos. You have to do Melach on Shabbos. It's a din. Geish Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. And if you don't do Melach on Shabbos, you're doing the wrong thing. Shliach told him, he never does Melach on Shabbos. He said, no, it's wrong. He has to do Melach on Shabbos, even though he did it for Smil already. But they didn't do a Tvila. So he's a guy, he has to do a Melacha. So Kachava, he wrote a few letters to the Mekayim, the Din, that has to do a Melacha on Shabbos. So Lamaisa, it was shortly before the end of Shabbos, when the other Rabbanim in Yerushalayim heard about it, they were upset. They said, it's not true, we never heard such a thing. There are common times we do Gerim, and many times the Mila is done one week and the Tvila is after Shabbos. We never heard that they told them to Mechal Shabbos. Can't be such halacha. So there's a whole big discussion about it. And somehow, they wrote to the Aruch Lener, and in Germany, he had a periodical called Shemitzian Haneman, and he published different articles in this periodical about the Shaila, right over there, Bunim held that he doesn't have to Mechal Shabbos, so he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. It seems like this Skadba was a Das Yachit. The Binyan Sian has a Chuvin Simon Sadek Aleph, the Kitzer, the Maisa. And he also says, the minig was not that way. And he writes different timing. that once he did a bris milah, you're not going to have the din of Akam Sheshav Eschayiv Misa Al Kofanim. There was a kavitz that the Detroit Kollel put out a long time ago in Tavshim Mem Zayin called Yad Shloimei, which they brought all the different tshuvas that were written about it, a few things. But one thing they brought there is that Shmuel Salant came back, he also didn't like the psak, he held not that way. And his raya was from this Rajba. Again, the Rajba says, the Rajba asked the kasha, why do we need a pasuk to tell you that a mol v'loy tavl can't eat the korban Pesach? He's a guy. He's a... The Rajba's lashon and kasha, again, hi, new guy. And for the Rajba, so he said, you see, that he's already becoming a Yid. He's Nichnas Ksas B'Das Yehadis, he says. It's Hiskel already. Akadei Kach, he wanted to say that Ke'en like the Geirus, the Tefillah makes to the Geirus Shebichal B'Shas Tamil L'Mafreya. So now is his Raya. I think that he's Mechuyiv to keep Shabbos. No, in Kabbalah and the Kabbal, but in Ladin, I don't see that the Rajba is saying that he has a Din of a Yid. All he's saying is he has the meal as din of a milah. L'chaira, you can learn the Rishayim, the Rajman, the Ridvam, that is a shtikl chiddush that a guy who is a mal is called an arul, right? He doesn't have an arul. And Teretz says his milah doesn't have a chalai shay milah b'chlal. It's garnished. So maybe he's an arul. Hashengen, if it's a milah's geirus, it's a milah of Yahadus, the milah is going to end up being the milah that makes him a geir. So not an arul. But Lagabe, all the dinim, he's the guy. I mean, L'chaira. His Kedush is not a Kedush, and even L'chumra L'chaira. Although Derech Agav, I thought maybe a diuk, that the Gemara in that Mem Zayin of the day says, Tava va'ola, Hareyu ki Yisrael l'chol dvar. So the Gemara says, L'may hilchasa, Di hodar bey, U'makadish bas Yisrael, Yisrael mu'makarina bey v'kedush of Kedush. The Gemara says, L'may hilchasa, when he's tayvul, he's Yisrael l'chol dvar. The shtickel shver what the kash is. I got every halacha l'chayra. And the Gemara's answer is the hoder bay. Umakadish is so mumakarina bay the kedusha of kedusha. Why did the Gemara say the hoder bay? She says stam. He's makadish and isha kedusha of kedusha. Al kavanah madiuk that if he's not hoder bay, maybe it's kedusha of kedusha even before. But it'd be a grace of chiddush. I don't think they put on tefillin before the tefillah. Al-Kopanim, this is what I'm saying, that the Rashba says that Taisus in the Ramban, Nachamol, Taisus in the Ramban hold, this Gemara B'chol doesn't say anything, that the Mila makes him Epis a Yid. Okay, the half minute was that Mila alone makes him a complete Yid. Tefillah is B'chol Ma'ak of the Geirus. Taisus of Asacha teaches you that Tefillah is Ma'ak of the Geirus. There's no such thing as in between. Taisus in the Ramban, L'chay Yisi Punk Fakert. But the Rashba will learn, then no, we know in the Gashim of Yitvo, but there still is a Havimina, he should be able to eat the Karim Pesach. I would have said, because Fart is not an Aral. But some Gedalim held that this Raj was Mavur, that he has Epis Ashtikl in Yen Akapanen, that there wouldn't be Din of Akim Sheshavas, or maybe even be Mechuyev to keep Shabbos. Now the Gemara also says, that Taishav Asach is to Yimayba Katin Shanela Kashumol, right? As what does Rabbi Kiva do with Taishav Asachar? To tell you a kun that's nailed mol without a tafiz dambris can't eat a carbon pesach. And a blazer holds a kun nailed mol ain't sarach latim and a dambris. So the Lacha Mishnah has the same question. The Rambam Menuchas Chumas Perek Zayim, like we said, passes like Rabbi Lazar. That Taishav Asachar, right? But the Rambam Paskins, Menuchas Mila Perek Alf, Lacha Zayim, that a kun nailed mol has to be matif dambris. So Maita, a similar kashi asked about Mal V'loy Taval, that the Gemara is telling this machlekes. So Bekiva learns from Taishav Asacher that a cotton that's nailed Mal is Sarach Latif Menad Ambris. And a Blazel Shitase holds Ain Sarach Latif Ambris. How could the Rambam pass him like a Blazer, Taishav Asacher for the Xerishav, and still pass him after Matif Ambris? So the same Teretz you have from the Ramban of Melchamas and Shabbos that we mentioned. The Gemara there doesn't mention anything about Taishav Asachar. The Gemara there discusses the Tavis Dambris, brings the Machlokes Rabbi Nav Yosef about Arla Kavusha. That a Katan's Nailed Mol is because his Arla is really there, sunken into the Yid. The Arla is there. You know, it's not covering the Yid, it's Kavusha, it's sunk into the Yid. And Rabbi says, it's a Safik Arla Kavusha, and Nav Yosef says, it's a Vada Arla Kavusha, Nafkamin if you Machal Shabbos. So Rabban says that what's this Gemara saying, Taisha Vesach, if there's an Arla Kavusha there, if there's a Vade Arla Kavusha or a Safik Arla Kavusha, so of course you need a Bris Mila, of course you can't eat Karban Pesach. And if there's no Arla Kavusha, so why would you need a Tafis Dan Bris? There's no Arla. So like the Ramban, the Gemara is L'Ram Chudem Ulsa. Really, Taisha Vesach is only for Gershom Ovel Etoval to teach you any Gershom Ovel Yitval. The Gabi Etoval Dan Bris, the Gemara L'Ram Chudem Ulsa says that Bekiva says it's for this, and then Blaza says that you don't need Etoval Dan Bris. But really, it's not totally in that. It's totally if it's Arla Kavusha. That's what the Ramban says. But there's another big kash in the Ramban, where some say Fakert. So I'm saying here also, it's not the pshat that this Gemara is teaching you a din and hilchas mila if you need a tafas dam. This is a din and hilchas karban pesach. Because the Rambam, in hilchas chumas perek zayin alachi and aleph paskins, that an oiled mole could eat chuma. So shaylas how b'chal does that shtim? In hilchas mila, perek aleph alachi zayin he paskins, that an oiled mole needs a tafas dam bris. And in hilchas in chumas, perek zayin alachi says an oiled mole could eat chuma. And it's a two things shtim. So the Udvaz over there, you have in the Shamsi Frank around the Pirish of Udvaz, says, even though he needs the Tavis Dan Bris, Mikomokim is not an Arl. What's the Pshat? He needs the Tavis Dan Bris, what's the Pshat? He's not an Arl. So the Mishkan is Yankiv, in Yeruday and Simon Samuel Gimel, says, okay, the Makar of the Ramam is that was Sukhya. Because he's bothered with the Kasha. If there is a din of Arl or Kavusha, whether it's a Safik Arl or Kavusha, or a Vandi Arl or Kavusha, so why need a Fasik for? You have an Arla Kavusha, of course you can't eat the Karban Pesach. Elamai, in this Gemara state, there's no Arla Kavusha, and you still need a Tafas Dan Bris. Because there's a mitzvah of a Tafas Dan Bris. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tafkuf Lam and Dalad, that says that a baby that didn't have the dam yet, there's two reasons why you can't mouth. Rashi says there. One is because it's a Sakana, but the second is because you need Dan Bris. You need Dan Bris. There's a Pasuk, Amatib Dan Bris Sechem. He brings the Zayar in a lot of places. There's the three mitzvahs of Mila. Mila, Pri, and Atafas Adam. Now there's a Shaila by Gerish and his Gaya Kishumel if he needs a Atafas Dan Bris. So you see, even though he doesn't have any Arlus, he didn't have Atafas Dan Bris. So that's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam passes like our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there's a din of Atafas Dan Bris without the din of Arla Kavusha. Because if it's Arla Kavusha, they don't need a Pasuk. So Alach Lameisa, by Chumah is not an Arl, by Pesach every Rebbe is an Arl. Akapadim according to Rabbi Kiva, maybe according to Rabbi Lazar, he could eat the Karban Pesach, I'm not sure. But that's what the Mishkas Yankiv says. So there's the Gemara in Shabbos about Arl Kavusha, we're not passing that way. Because otherwise this Gemara wouldn't shtim. Why would the Gemara say Taisha Vesach is Mamayin him? Elamai, and there's no Arla, and you still need that Tafas Dan Bris. So the Stipla Mesach, the Shabbos, Simon and Aleph, brings the Mishkas Yankiv. And first he says, I want to explain to you the chilek. What's pshat by Pesach? There's a din that he can't eat the Karban Pesach, even though he has no arla. And by chuma, the din is he could eat chuma. And there it says, chuma is telling the chalei shem arla. He's not an arla, he has no arla. But Pesach, just like you find by Mila Skarav Va'avadav, that you have to do a mitzvah Mila is ma'akev, even on the Skarav Va'avadav, koshken on himself, like we said over the Taiz Zerash. This is had the previous year we discussed this. Is there such a din? And the Taiz Rosh is Mavur is such a din that if by the Skarav Va'avadav not doing the meal prevents you from eating koshkin on yourself not doing it. The Taiz says he's not an Arl. But he has a mitzvah mila to perform. For Truma that doesn't count, he's not an Arl. For Pesach, the fact you have a mitzvah mila to perform, Slagara from Skarav Va'avadav, that's the psul. The Maaseh, the stipla held is the deichik that the Rambam was deichik the sugya in Shabbos of Arla Kavusha Mikayach this sugya. And he wants to say similar. Even if you say Arla Kavusha, but Atavas Dambris is not removing the Arla Kavusha. Atavas Dambris is taking out some blood. The Arla Kavusha is remaining. That if Shad in the Gemara is like this, the Gemara held, if there's no Arla, by Gerish and his guy, at least there was an Arla. But if there never was an Arla, not Shaykh Atavas Dan Bris. But if there is an Arla, it's not going to make him into an Arl. Once it's Kavusha, that's it. It's not going to make him into an Arl. Bal Kavanim is Kenug to make the Atavas Dan Bris to be called Atavas Dan Bris. So Rabbi says only Safik Arla Kavusha, so it's a Safik Mila. Rabbi Yisrael says Avanda Arla Kavusha, it's Avanda Mila. But the Vart isn't as a theorist as Sugyas. The Vart is, you see from this Sugya, that the Kan Neled Mol, even with the Arl Kvusha, is not an Arl. He's just missing a Tafiz Damris. So Mel, that's what the Rambam says. So Pasuk, you need a Pasuk, and could be we don't have a Pasuk, even by Pasuk, we all like Rabbi Lazar. For Chum, we don't have a Pasuk, and the Mel, it's Mutter. But it's a similar shtickle, as the Mishkan Siankov holds, if it's an Arl Kvusha, he's an Arl. The Stipe is saying in the Rambam, even with the Arl Kvusha, he's not an Arl. The Meimesha, Simcha Beza Eschabdal says, Mamish is exactly the same thing as the Stipla. Both with the shtickle, the Chalot in Chuma and Pesach, and with the shtickle that you could say the Mishnah's Yankee's word, that he's not an Earl, but he still needs the Tavistan Bris, and that works for Pesach, not for Chuma, even with saying that there's an Earl of Kvusha.